Good evening. Here is the 7 p.m. news with me, Elizabeth Mbombone Agbo. In our headlines, a bill relating to the organization and practice of traditional medicine in Cameroon has been defended at the National Assembly today. A project worth over 12 billion CFA francs to improve on farm-to-market roads in 12 subdivisions in the North and Adamawa regions will soon see the light of day. In the meantime, the Ngwaekele Stadiums in Yaoundé will play host to the first ever Women's Football Super Cup finals. Those were our lead stories. The news in greater detail in a moment. The Minister of Public Health, Dr. Manawuda Malachi, has defended a bill relating to the organization and practice of traditional medicine in Cameroon before the members of Cultural Affairs Committee of the National Assembly. The draft legal instrument would enable traditional practitioners to operate in complete legality and help the state to better monitor and control their activities. Parliamentary Affairs Correspondent Doris Bate Tatoikwe reports.
It took about 3 hours for the Honorable Duval Issa Aissa-led Committee on Cultural Affairs to carry out a substantive study on the draft legal instrument to organize the practice of traditional medicine in Cameroon. The MPs say it is a welcome initiative which marks a decisive step forward. Honorable Mbui Tobias is member of the committee.
This law is very, very important. You know, in many countries like in Benin in Africa, in Nigeria, we already have traditional institutions that are dealing with traditional medicine. And in Cameroon, everybody is going left and right. People are doing what they can. And so when you get into buses, people advertise drugs. They tell you, I can cure this, I can cure that. We want to know exactly who is doing what in this field.
Defending the bill, Public Health Minister Dr. Manawuda Malachi said it represents a milestone in the legislative landscape, given that it is the very first regarding the practice, with innovations such as defining conditions for collaboration between traditional and conventional medicine.
When we see what's happened in the field now, we are very satisfied to come and defend this project of law, because we are organizing, regulating, and find out that the means to permit this activity to grow up and to be strengthened.
The bill will be further scrutinized by the entire House subsequently before adoption. Meanwhile, under the auspices of the CPDM Chief Whip at the National Assembly, Honorable Roger Milingi, a forum on citizenship for growth took place at Committee Room A this afternoon. Stakeholders, including project initiators, representatives of different administrations and financial partners, discussed ways of setting up sustainable frameworks for the development of enterprises and decent jobs within councils and regions. The goal is to obtain by 2027, 200 incubators, 500 enterprises, and 10,000 decent jobs.
Doris Bate Tatoikwe. The North and Adamawa regions will soon benefit from improved farm-to-market roads thanks to rural development projects to be sponsored by the German government. The project worth over 12 billion CFA francs will improve more than 1,000 kilometers of rural roads across 19 subdivisions in the two regions. The Minister of Agriculture and Rural Development, Gabriel Mbairobe, officially launched the project today. Dixon Ashu is CRTV's envoy.
The rural development project aims to enhance connectivity in 10 subdivisions within the North region, including Babla in Garua 3. Over the past 6 months, Babla has seen substantial progress in the construction of two new bridges to aid villagers traveling between communities like Bokle to sell millet and cotton. The Minister of Agriculture and Rural Development, alongside project partners, have evaluated the progress of the bridges, focusing particularly on their resilience to natural disasters like floods. The project will improve a total of 1,044 kilometers of rural routes, with work spanning the North region and 9 subdivisions in the Adamawa region, where pastoralism is widely practiced. Financed by over 12 billion CFA francs from the German government via its development bank, the initiative is expected to provide year-round access between agricultural areas and markets. the project official launch. At the Garuwa Free Council Explanate, also called on municipal and traditional authorities to lend their full support to ensure the project's success. Dixon Ashu reporting from Garuwa.
The head of the European Union delegation to Cameroon, His Excellency Jean-Marc Chatanier, says the institution will invest in road infrastructure and small and medium-sized enterprises in Cameroon. This was made known during the Third Economic and Technical Dialogue on the Cameroon Union's Cooperation, chaired by the Minister of the Economy, Planning and Regional Development, Alamin Usman May, in Yaoundé today. Go Henry completes that story.
The Third Economic and Technical Dialogue took place following the signing of the Samoa Agreement between Cameroon and the European Union last year. It focused on the new financial tools and environment in terms of attractiveness for business. The head of the European Union delegation to Cameroon, Jean-Marc Chatanier, stated during the forum that the institution will invest in road infrastructure in Cameroon.
There were further projects on the roads of Yaoundé, the train between Ngaoundéré and N'Djamena, the bridge between Cameroon and Equatorial Guinea, the dam bridge. So we want to assist Cameroon to put in place big infrastructures.
The Minister of the Economy, Planning and Regional Development, Alamin Usman May, noted that all the reforms taken in the public finance management and structural reforms to sustain the private sector, particularly small and medium-sized enterprises, will be supported further by the European Union.
Here now is the Minister of the Economy, Planning and Regional Development, Alamin Usman May, with an appraisal of the European Union-Cameroon partnership.
The European Union has supported major projects in our country, particularly in the energy sector with respect to Nachigal Power Dam, and also with respect to the bridge over the river Logon between Yagua and Bongor in Chad. These infrastructure are certainly going to help our economy to prosper better and to give greater opportunities to the private sectors. We talked about future projects. And we are pleased to say that the European Union has pledged again its support. KICOT, which is going to produce 500 megawatt, is one of the key projects in the very near future. We have several routes. We have the bridge over the Ntem River between Cameroon and Equatorial Guinea. And we think that this support coming from the European Union, and particularly in the terms of grants, is helping Cameroon accelerating its development process. We welcome the renovation of the Cameroon Business Forum, and we want to see all the measures taken to really strengthen this dialogue between the private sector and the public sector.
A digital information management system to collect, analyze, and share data on child protection cases in Cameroon has been launched with the goal to harmonize actions on children's rights and initiatives across the country for decision-making. The platform was launched in Yaoundé today by the Minister of Social Affairs, Pauline Irengene, in partnership with UNICEF and other actors in the child's rights protection chain after signing a memorandum of understanding defining each party's role. The resident representative of UNICEF in Cameroon, Nadine Perrault, expressed her commitment to work together with the government to ensure a rapid and effective response to child protection cases in the country. Hear her.
For now, it is not possible to know how many children are in need of protection, how many children are being abused, how many children are abandoned, what kind of services are being provided for the children, the length of time spent in responding to the needs of children, especially in contexts where there are crisis emergency situations. So that platform will be a tool to be managed by MINAS, having all the real-time data on the situation of children, knowing what the actors are doing, what kind of servicing are being delivered, and what kind of services that needs to be established. And UNICEF will continue supporting the government because Cameroon is the seventh country in the West and Central African region to deploy this platform, used by many countries in the world to adequately respond to children's needs.
Members of the plantain sector in Cameroon, headed by their president, Tony Obam, have exchanged with officials of the Ministry of Transport on how to valorize Cameroon's transportation assets during the upcoming third edition of the Plantain Festival in December this year. The Minister of Transport, Jean-Ernest Masinangale-Bibehe, while presiding over the deliberations, promised to support the initiative that seeks to attract potential investors in Cameroon. Details with Vanessa Woodnang-Sinamo.
Transportation, be it by air, land or sea, will play an essential role during the 11 days of the upcoming third edition of the Plantain Festival in Cameroon this December. This, according to Tony Obam, president of the Plantain Federation in Cameroon, will be an opportunity to showcase the country's transport assets, such as the Douala and Kribi deep sea ports, to visitors who will include football legends like Ronaldinho and potential businessmen from Brazil. Reason for the working session with the Minister of Transport and his close collaborators to fine-tune strategies that will ease the movements of these guests, which will enable them appreciate Cameroon's diverse landscape. Through cultural, tourism, social, educative, environmental, and sporting activities, Cameroon's prowess as a fertile land for short and long-term investments will be under the spotlights. To lure giants in the business sector and promote local entrepreneurship endeavors, especially by youths, as a means of boosting the country's economy and development.
In the meantime, young people can now have easy access to administrations in and out of the nation to present their services and know-how. This is thanks to a revised version of the digital platform of the National Youth Observatory, dubbed Young People First. The presentation of the platform was done in a ceremony in Yaoundé today, presided at by Minister Monona Fotso of Youth Affairs and Civic Education. Joyce Cliff-Tata tells us more.
The revised version of the digital platform of the National Youth Observatory, dubbed Young People First, is now connected to other professional platforms like LinkedIn, Facebook, to cause youths to be more dynamic. There is a possibility on the platform for young people to apply for jobs and speak directly with employers.
Gabriel Fopa, I'm the CEO of ITG Store and Trustpoint.
The key concern of our meeting today was to show that the digital history is not only the history of something abroad, how to use the digital history who support the third and the fourth industrial revolution.
The more reason the experts say it is salient that every young person gets his or her biometric card.
When you have this card, this allows you to go to the platform of the service where all the private partners who have service to provide the youths in a preferred price or for free have signed a convention with the Ministry of Youth so that they can use all those services.
Minister Mununa Futsu of Youth Affairs and Civic Education instructed the professionals concerned to ensure the security of youths who register on the platform while making sure every principle is respected. The ceremony wrapped up with the signing of a partnership agreement between the National Youth Observatory and an enterprise, Ali Africa, for the good of young people in and out of Cameroon.
Joyce Cliff-Tata reporting. A legal text constituting new reforms such as the ranking and classification of tourism establishments in Cameroon by the Ministry of Tourism and Leisure have been disseminated to its decentralized services in the West region. The workshop, launched by the Secretary General in the Ministry of Tourism and Leisure, who facilitated necessary comprehension and interpretation of new reforms in the sector so as to ensure the effective modalities of application by tourism stakeholders. Kinge Angela Parr reports.
The text of application will serve as a working document which the unit head for communication at the Ministry of Tourism and Leisure, Mr. Peter Kumar Combine, affirms will give room to a better understanding of the legal constraints as concerns the functioning of devolved tourism services.
The ranking of tourism establishments, the control and inspection of tourism establishments.
Some of the modifications to be implemented will be the procedure for the application of authorizations by tourism establishments.
Authorization of tourism establishments henceforth passed to the divisional delegation before being transferred to the regional delegation, then to the National Technical Commission. The Minister of State, Minister of Tourism and Leisure, has launched the ranking and classification of tourism establishment in the Republic of Cameroon. If you are a hotel and that you have 4 stars, when the ranking commission will come around and discover that the quality of services in your hotel or your leisure sector does not merit 4 stars, you will be brought down to 3 stars.
The widespread operation is expected to effectively go operational by January 2025. King Angela Parr, CRTV News, Bafoussam.
Newly appointed officials of the Ministry of Decentralization and Local Development have been installed in Yaoundé today. Minister George Ilanga Obam, while installing them, was firm that they should actively participate in the missions of the assigned departments and also demonstrate a high sense of initiative and innovation. Rita Yosemba reports.
The newly installed officials are ready to demonstrate professionalism and dedication in their new roles and have expressed their commitment to advancing the Ministry of Decentralization and Local Development's missions.
Ketu Nembwanyi Choteba, the Assistant Research Officer number 2 in the Legal Affairs Division. I feel very happy, very excited and very grateful to my superior for having chosen me. And I think it's a very challenging task that is ahead of me. So we're going to do everything that we should. Respect and to maintain the position.
The Minister of Decentralization and Local Development, George Ilanga Obam, urged the officials to adopt modern and efficient work methods, which he said would be instrumental in restoring the administration's reputation. As they take on their new responsibilities, these officials are expected to contribute actively to the ministry's objectives, bringing fresh ideas and a proactive spirit under the leadership of their superiors.
Over in the Southwest region, managers of factories and other enterprises in Tiko subdivision that are operating without due authorization from the authorities are exposing themselves to serious sanctions. The governor of the Southwest region, Bernardo Kalyabilai, gave the warning today as he visited close to 10 factories in Tiko subdivision operating illegally. Charles Sabuno has the details.
Mulanga in Tiko subdivision has an impressive number of factories. These factories produce a variety of goods. However, many of these factories are operating in illegality. That is because the managers of those enterprises have not gotten the authorization of the administrative authorities of Fako Division and the Southwest region. While acknowledging their potential to boost the economy of the region, Southwest Governor Bernard Ukalabilai said, as a state of law, it is totally unacceptable for the factories to be operating without the knowledge and approval of the local and regional administration. The governor added that by complying to the requirement of submitting their legal documents to the administration, the factories are not only respecting the law, but are also enhancing their own safety in a complex security environment. Governor Bernard Ukalabilai made it clear to the managers of the factories that the structures shall be closed if they do not present their documents to the Southwest Administration latest Monday, November the 18th, 2024. Charles Abuno, CRTV News, Tiko.
We stay in the Southwest region, where personnel of the Southwest Gendarmerie Legion have been urged to remain apt and exercise professionalism in the execution of their mission. The commander of the 2nd Gendarmerie Region, Brigadier General Ekongwese Divine Noko, was speaking in Boya at the end of simulations that concluded a 2-week training to upgrade the law enforcement skills of the soldiers. Humble Susie Monjoa has the details.
Disturbance of public order, acts of vandalism and terrorism are incidents that the personnel of the Southwest Gendarmerie Legion have to guard against as the region gears up for the 2025 elections and the end-of-year festivities. The reason for the refresher training initiated by the Secretary of State for the National Gendarmerie,
Lieutenant Asungu Marius Asa. The training was purposely to standardize, update, and equally upgrade our colleagues in relation to any eventual events that might arise. The mission was purposely peacemaking.
After a simulation exercise that marked the end of the 2-week training, Brigadier General Ekongwese Divine Noko, commander of the 2nd Gendarmerie Region, was satisfied.
I have a sentiment that we are progressing and that our men are up to the task. They should continue being ready. They should continue with their dynamism and the professionalism. I see them well prepared.
A second phase of the training is scheduled for March 2025. Humbo Suzi Monchoa, CRTV News, Boya.
Treasury accountants of the Far North Region 2 financial jurisdiction have been updated on best practices to harness innovative reforms for efficient outputs. This was during a coordination meeting in Mutua, Mayo Kani Division, in the presence of the senior divisional officer Mpumu Njoya Abdulaziz and the representative of the Director General of Treasury, Financial and Monetary Corporation. Sylvester Temken tells us more.
The auditorium of the Mutua Council in Mayo Kani Division was transformed into a classroom as treasury accountants and key actors of the sector from the Far North to financial jurisdiction met in a coordination session whose objective was to ameliorate the business environment. The Paymaster General of the jurisdiction underscored the importance of the coordination meeting in equipping the key actors with innovative solutions for sustainable growth, highlighting the two exposés on the development of SIDEC and accounting reform and cash management in the context of dematerialization. Mustafa Gaga, Paymaster General for Marwa 2 Financial Jurisdiction.
Very important session for our collaborator to execute the instruction coming by direct.
Meanwhile, Mbu Patrice Lumumba, representative of the Director General of Treasury, while congratulating the team for the strides made so far, equally stressed on the need for discipline in all spheres.
To enable public accountants to auto-evaluate their work and exchange notes on good practices on the evolution of the accounting procedure. It's imperative for every accountant on the field to be abreast with such reforms.
The coordination meeting unfolded in the presence of the senior divisional officer for Mayo Kani, Pumi Njoya Abdulaziz, who enjoined the treasury soldiers to harness the solutions of the session in a shared vision for prosperity. Mutua, Sylvester Temken, CRTV.
Some 200 women drawn from the Mefu and Afamba and Mefu and Akana divisions of the Central Region have been educated on how to prevent and manage domestic violence in their homes and society. The two-day workshop was organized by the Network Association of Active Men and Women in collaboration with the Ministry of Women's Empowerment and the Family. Anumeko completes that story.
Following recent findings, at least 45% of women are vulnerable to domestic, marital and family violence, thus undermining their rights and affecting their well-being. To raise awareness on these social ills, educative talks and sensitization campaigns are carried out in Gumo and Fu Center Region. Philomene Mekongo is the president of the Network Association of Active Men and Women.
I think that mothers in particular, especially those in the remote areas, know exactly who to address and how to go about it.
For 2 days, over 200 leaders of women and family associations were schooled. King Rosaline is a participant.
Social cohesion, peace in the family, in the society, home, and to have a balanced diet.
Community leaders working with the Ministry of Women's Empowerment are equipped to lead the fight. Eli Bernard Ngele Meyanga is the regional delegate of Women's Empowerment and the Family.
For the prevention and management of conflicts on living together and social cohesion, those community leaders will constitute nose relay of information for the Ministry of Women Empowerment and the Family in their communities and neighborhoods and families.
Apart from educative talks, over 1,000 information tools on domestic violence were distributed again towards social cohesion and peaceful living together in families and the society. And Omeko, CRTV Center.
The Treasured Wives Network have pledged to continuously work in solidarity with couples to build better Christian marriages in order to reduce divorce in the society and also to help singles better prepare for marriage. The commitment was taken today during a four-day convention in Boya on the theme Building Godly Homes in the 21st Century. Annabel Ndike Enwanyang completes that story.
Existing for 8 years, the over 1,000 married women alongside single ladies of the 11 branches of the Treasured Wives Network in Cameroon and the diaspora have gathered in Boya to seek ways of building godly marriages in the 21st century. Rita Tafo is the founder.
We believe in the Treasured Wives Network that if women take their place in submission, love will flow naturally from their husbands. Together in love, godly seeds will be raised. We're living in a time where a lot of things are happening in our own little way. We want to see how to curb some of those challenges.
The vision, according to the guest speaker, will help to build genuine and happy marriages.
Reverend Enoncho Daniel Mbiwan, Emeritus General Superintendent of the Full Gospel Mission Cameroon. God is the author of marriage. He has principles to guide healthy, godly marriage.
Participants opining the Treasured Wives Network have created an impact in their marriages.
I've learned that sex is not a matter of one side. You need to make sure that your partner is satisfied.
My wife did not really care much about some intimate issues. The Treasured Wives Network is really a blessing.
The convention, which ends on Saturday, November 16, with Evangelist Mike and Gloria Bamiloye of the Mount Zion Film Ministries in Nigeria as guest speakers, is expected to rebuild broken homes through teachings, counseling, and prayers. Annabel Ndike Enwanyang, CRTV, Boya.
Out of the country, understanding the transformation of Africa in the 21st century and beyond is the theme of a conference taking place at the Cambridge University in the United Kingdom. The Vice Chancellor of the ICT University in Yaoundé, Professor Emmanuel Pondi, is chairing the conference. He throws more light on the importance of the conference in the following excerpt, selected by our UK correspondent, Evelyn Gangwen.
I've noticed, for having studied Africa for nearly 40 years now, that there's a gap between the Africa which is being studied from here and the Africa which we live in on a daily basis. So it's important for us who live in Africa, who stay in Africa, who work and study Africa from Africa, to come here and to tell them what we think is going on so that we can exchange, so that the decisions that are taken are truly close to the realities of what Africans want, what Africans are aspiring to, because that question is not often looked at.
And on to sports, the first ever women's football Super Cup final will be played tomorrow at Ngwaekele Stadiums in Yaoundé. The match that pits Guinness Women's Super League champions FC Bolova against Women's Football Cup of Cameroon winners Lekefie will kick off at 5 p.m. tomorrow. In the meantime, the Indomitable Lions just rounded up the first training ahead of their last 2025 AFCON qualifiers against Zimbabwe this evening at Ngwaekele Stadium. And with that, we put a cap in this edition of the 7 p.m. news. But before we part ways, a recap of our major stories. A bill relating to the organization and practice of traditional medicine in Cameroon has been defended at the National Assembly today. In the meantime, a project worth over 12 billion CFA francs to improve on farm-to-market roads in 19 subdivisions in the northern Adamawa regions will soon go operational. The Ngwaekele Stadiums in Yaoundé will play host to the first ever Women's Football Super Cup Finals tomorrow. And that's the news. I'm Elizabeth Mbombone Agbo.